Welcome in. In this lesson, we're making a tape dust jungle switch up in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it in a way that's beginner-friendly, but still sounds proper in a drum and bass arrangement. What we're aiming for is that gritty, chopped-up moment before a drop, or right in the middle of a track when you want to kill loop fatigue and bring the energy back to life. Think dusty cassette vibes, broken breakbeat energy, and a vocal phrase that gets sliced into something rhythmic, musical, and a little bit unpredictable. The big idea here is simple. We're not just editing a vocal, we're arranging energy. For this tutorial, you only need a short vocal phrase and a drum break or loop. A phrase like hold tight, back again, or watch the bass works really well because it's short, punchy, and easy to slice. You want something with clear consonants and a natural rhythm, because in DNB, the vocal often works best when it behaves almost like percussion. So first, drag your vocal into an audio track and turn warp on. If the vocal is spoken or pretty clean, Complex Pro is usually a safe choice. If it's more rhythmic and chopped already, Beats can work too. The main thing is to make sure the timing is locked to the grid. That's important because if the vocal is drifting, the switch up won't feel sharp, and this style really depends on tight rhythm. Once the vocal is warped, listen for the strongest parts of the phrase. Don't worry about slicing every tiny sound. In fact, one of the easiest mistakes beginners make is using too many slices. You usually get a better result from 5 to 10 useful slices than from a giant pile of tiny cuts that don't say anything musically. Now right-click the vocal clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In the slicing dialog, Transience is a good starting point if the vocal has clear hits. If it's smoother, you can try 1/8-note slicing so you get a more regular pattern. Ableton will create a drum rack with the slices mapped across pads, which is perfect for this kind of jungle-style arrangement. Now we're going to build a 4-bar vocal pattern. Keep it simple at first. You might use the first bar to state the phrase, the second bar to repeat it with one small change, the third bar to get a little more chopped, and the fourth bar to create a strong lead-in into the drop. A nice beginner pattern could be something like this. Put one vocal chop on beat 1, leave a gap, add another short chop just before beat 3, then finish with a final slice or a tiny repeat at the end of the bar. That space matters. In drum and bass, silence is part of the groove. If everything is packed full, the section loses impact. As you place the vocal slices, think in phrases, not just individual hits. Even when you're chopping aggressively, try to make little musical sentences out of the slices. That way, the listener can still follow the idea. A chopped vocal should feel intentional, not random. Now let's bring in the breakbeat. Put your drum break on a separate track, or use a loop that already matches your vibe. This can be an amen style break, a dusty old-school breakbeat, or a modern roller loop. If you only have one loop, that's totally fine. To get that jungle switch-up feel, duplicate the break and start making small edits. Cut on transients, mute 1 or 2 hits per bar, and move a kick or hat slightly earlier or later for variation. You don't need to completely reinvent the break. Just give it enough movement that it feels like it's responding to the vocal. That call and response feeling is a huge part of this style. The vocal shouldn't just sit on top of the drums. The vocal and break should feel like they're speaking to each other. Now we'll add some tape dust character using stock Ableton effects. A great beginner chain is EQ8, saturator, auto filter, and maybe a touch of reverb. You can also add delay if you want a little extra motion on selected chops. Start with EQ8. High pass the vocal chops somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz so you're not fighting the sub. If the vocal feels harsh, dip a little around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If it's too thin, gently add some presence around 1 to 2 kHz. The point is to keep the vocal clear, but out of the low-end way. Then add saturator. Just a little drive goes a long way here. Something like 2 to 6 dB of drive can give the vocal a warm, dusty edge without destroying it. We want grit, not mush. After that, use auto filter to make the section feel more atmospheric. A gentle low-pass sweep can take the vocal from clean to smoky, which is great for a pre-drop moment. You can automate the cutoff so the section gets darker, then opens slightly right before the drop hits. If you want more space, add a small reverb. Keep it controlled. This is not about drowning the vocal. It's about giving the switch up a slightly worn, old room feeling, like a sample that's been dug out of a crate and rebuilt for a modern track. At this point, you should have a chopped vocal and a moving breakbeat. Now we shape the section with automation. This is where the arrangement starts to feel real. A good automation idea is to keep bars 1 and 2 relatively dry and tight, then add more filter movement, more reverb, and a little more saturation in bars 3 and 4. You can also automate the utility gain down by 1 to 3 dB if the section feels too loud before the drop. That way, the return of the full drums and bass will hit harder. A very effective move is to remove the sub for the last half bar before the drop. That little moment of emptiness creates a lot of tension. Then when the kick, snare, and bass come back on the one, everything feels bigger. If you want the section to feel even more old school, you can use a very light amount of lo-fi texture, like subtle redux. But be careful. Tape dust should feel textured, not broken. A little grit in the mids is enough. You do not want to wreck the clarity of the vocal or the drums. Another important thing is low-end control. Keep the vocal switch up out of a sub-range. Use a Q8 or utility to clean that up. If your bass line is a roller or a reese, the vocal should sit above it, not compete with it. The vocal is there to tease the listener and build the moment, while the sub stays clean and powerful underneath. Now for the groove. Don't leave every slice perfectly on the grid. A tiny amount of human timing can make the whole thing breathe. You can nudge one or two vocal chops slightly early or slightly late, by a few milliseconds. Just keep the main snare solid. Shift the small filler moments, not the core of the beat. If the switch up feels stiff, try duplicating a slice and placing it just before the snare. That little anticipation can create a strong forward pull. This is one of those tiny moves that makes a beginner edit feel much more like a real DNB arrangement. A good way to think about the section is this. One element should be the anchor. If the vocal is really chaotic, keep the break a little more consistent. If the break is heavily chopped, make the vocal easier to read. You want contrast, not confusion. At the end of the switch up, make sure it has a job. Is it leading into a drop? Is it acting as a breakdown? Is it giving the listener a reset before the next groove? A good switch up always has a purpose. For a pre-drop lead-in, a classic move is to let the vocal echo into a tiny bit of silence, strip the low end for a beat, then bring the full groove back with impact. That last half bar is often all you need. In jungle and darker drum and bass, a small hole in the arrangement can make the return feel massive. If you want to go one step further, you can resample the processed vocal chops to audio and chop them again. That's a classic jungle move. It makes the edit feel more committed and more like part of the track, instead of a loop sitting on top of the arrangement. So the workflow is this. Warp the vocal, slice it to a new MIDI track, build a short pattern, support it with an edited breakbeat, add subtle dust with stock effects, and automate the section so it grows toward the drop. Keep the low end clean. Keep the rhythm readable, and don't overdo the effects. If you do it right, a simple vocal phrase can turn into a proper DNB moment. You'll get that dusty, urgent, switch-up feeling that sounds like old jungle energy rebuilt in Ableton Live 12. Now your challenge is to make three versions of the same four-bar idea. Make one version mostly clean and dry, one version more dusty with extra reverb and a reversed slice, and one version more rhythmic with extra breakheads and a tiny silence before the return. Then compare them and pick the one that feels the most believable in the track. That's the real win here. Not just making something wild, but making something that actually works in the arrangement. Nice. Let's build it, slice it, and make that switch up hit.